Good morning. It is 5 o'clock, and this is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 52 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Supreme Court today takes arguments on the legality of the charges brought against January 6th insurrectionists.
Federal prosecutors have charged more than 300 people with obstructing an official proceeding, including Donald Trump. Today, the High Court will hear arguments over whether the obstruction law has been properly applied. It was passed in 2002 as part of the Sarbanes-Oxley financial reforms. Defense attorneys say it applies to documents and congressional investigations. Federal prosecutors say it can and should be read to cover the riot that delayed the counting of electoral votes. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Jury selection resumes today for Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York City. Not a single juror was chosen on Monday. The New York Yankees announced that health concerns are spurring the immediate departure of 85-year-old longtime radio play-by-play announcer John Sterling. This is ABC News. Federal authorities in Nevada are looking for two men caught on video destroying rock formations along the Redstone Dune Trail in the Lake Mead National Recreation Area.
The first time I saw the video, it literally made me sick to my stomach.
Spokesman John Hayes, the destroyed formations are upwards of 140 million years old.
It's taken a really long time to create this unique and beautiful environment. The damage is unfortunately permanent, and people won't be able to enjoy that particular location as much as they might have before.
It was their space junk. NASA confirming that the mystery object that came crashing through the roof of a home in Naples, Florida last month was a chunk of equipment the crew of the International Space Station shoved out an airlock. The space agency says it was a metal support used to mount old batteries on a pallet. The whole thing was supposed to burn up during re-entry, but a 4-inch by 1.5-inch chunk survived. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 63, cloudy and windy with scattered rain becoming widespread by the afternoon. Thunderstorms also possible. East winds could be 25 with gusts to 40 miles per hour. For tonight, blustery with rain and thunderstorms, a low of 54. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy, occasional showers tapering off in the afternoon and a high of 62. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of light showers by midday, and a high of 57. Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and cool, a high of 53. Saturday, continued chilly, but a good amount of sunshine, and a high of 52. In Richland Center, a southwest wind right now at 5 miles per hour. After a midnight reading of 62, we are down from that. It is 51 degrees, so a bit warmer than yesterday at this time. And a little bit warmer than what was predicted for the overnight low. We have some information on weather. Tony Schumacher will check in directly a little bit later on during this hour. Right now, it is time to officially start the broadcast day on WRCO for Tuesday, April 16th.
Proudly we hailed as was born on a beautiful morning, and I felt very proud. Let's just say it's not every day that you see me cry out loud. Hair like sunshine and smile as warm, and the prettiest eyes you'll find. One day last spring, my lady and I found out those eyes were blind. Save a butterfly for me, Daddy. They sound so pretty to me. Tell me about the butterflies and all the things you see. Well, over there, Buck, lies a beautiful meadow with the colors of gold and tan, with the smell of hay and the sound of crickets. Here, Buck, take my hand. And I wish you could see that big oak tree with its limbs reaching up to the sky, and a bed of flowers growing at its feet, and a big yellow butterfly. Save a butterfly for me, Daddy, before they disappear. Save a butterfly for me, Daddy. On his cheek was a tiny tear. So we packed up our bags and our hopes and our dreams, and we all went to town that day. I sneaked off to the hospital chapel. I got down on my knees and I prayed. Save a butterfly for my boy, Lord. I sure need nothing for me. Send an angel of joy to touch him the way that he's touched me. Universe that we just don't understand. And through an open window came a butterfly to land on Buck's small hand. The doctor's face was strangely white, as if it just couldn't be. But the light was in my boy's face. Daddy, he said, I can see. Save a butterfly for us, Bucky. We're all so blind it seems that we've not seen the magic in the power of a little boy's dream.
We start the day in a positive way with Bobby Goldsboro. Before that, Lee Greenwood did the honors for our national anthem. Good morning, friends. Phil Nee with you today. It is 9 minutes after five, and so good to be with you again on the radio. And we appreciate listening wherever you are, whatever nook and cranny or hill and dale of southwestern Wisconsin, or even online. The technology that blows my mind. People can listen wherever, you know? Never thought that was the case. So I've got to mind what I say then. I got to be careful. No, just kidding. Anyway, good to have you along. We have some good stuff. Some sports scores. It was a busy high school sports day yesterday. Lots of folks kind of cramming things in on Monday because today's forecast does not sound like it's going to be real, real good for outdoor events. We will see. We get the chores going today. This is Lefty Frizzell.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Thank you. start out tonight. We'll spread joy, oh boy, and we'll spread it right. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Yes, we'll go honky-tonk and make every club in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark. We won't fool around. But if you run short of money, I'll run short of time. 'Cause you with no more money, honey, I've no more time. Drank beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
I know you're leaving me again. Been so many times I won't keep score, but you'll come back, you always do. Then it's better than it's ever been before. I'll hang around, live out the time. I'll dream of you and drink the wine. I won't believe that we are through. Just look ahead to loving you. When you get tired, you'll come home. My heart is open, come on in. Be so glad to see. Some tomorrow you'll be gone. Then one more time I'll wait for you. 'Cause you'll come back, you always do. I'll wait for you. 'Cause you'll come back, you always do.
Mel Tillis on the Mel Cow Show from WRCO Radio, and you'll come back, you always do. A second harvest food pickup will be held in Boscobel. That starts at 9:30 today in the Catholic Church parking lot. The food pickup is drive-through only. All are welcome, and there will be no income guidelines. The Boaz Lions Club monthly meeting will be held at 6 o'clock tonight. District Governor will be the special guest. All past and present members are encouraged to attend, and subs will be provided. The Viola American Legion will host a pancake supper on Wednesday from 4:30 until 6:30 at the Viola Legion. Cost of supper is $8 for adults, $5 for children under 10, with those under 6 eating free. Proceeds will benefit the scholarship fund, Badger Boys State, and Legion Softball. 51 degrees as we start the day in southwest Wisconsin. Beautiful daytime highs yesterday in the 70s and 80s. And I was out at the ball game last night, and I told several, I said, don't get too used to this. Maybe the last day like this till May. You never know. Certainly the forecast for these coming days and the coming weekend might back that up a little bit as it gets a little colder and a little rainier and those kind of things. But it is spring. And we do need a little spring to a little bit of rain to keep the little grass growing, the little seeds putting in the ground right now that they're going to come up and come up strong for a good growing season this year. Here's Travis Tritt.
Happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Tell me what in the world you're doing, A-L-O-N-E. Yeah, say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Hit the skid. Mama had a time to raise 9 kids. She told me not to stare cause it was impolite. She did the best she could to try to raise me right. But Mama never told me about nothing like a Y-O-U. That your mama must have been another good looking honey too. Walking, honking, talking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you. Reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III. Cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a Y-O-U. I bet your mama must have been another good looking mama too. Hey, say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O.
There you go. I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E, or maybe that's breakfast. I don't know. Anyway, it is time for an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. In baseball last night, Richland Center picked up a victory against River Valley, 14-4. Ithaca was a winner against Weston, 3-1. Seneca, 7-3 over North Crawford. It was a victory for Wazika Steuben over Kickapoo, 12-6. Mineral Point shut out Riverdale, 6-0 in baseball. Also, Iowa Grant, 8-4 over Boscobel. Royal defeated Brookwood, 6-4. And Viroqua over West Salem, 8-3. Softball, Mineral Point, 9-3 over Fenimore. It was also a win for DeSoto over Lafarge, 8-3. And in girls soccer, Galena, 7, Richland Center, nothing. Jackson Merrill went 3-for-5 and singled home 2 runs during a 6-run rally in the 5th inning as the San Diego Padres defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 7-3. Milwaukee's Jackson Cherio went 2-for-4 with a 2-run homer and scored twice for the Brewers. The Padres trailed 3-1 before their unusual outburst in the 5th. The rally featured no extra base hits, but did include 6 singles, a walk, a passed ball, catcher's interference, and a pitch clock violation. Elsewhere in baseball, on a Monday, it was a win for San Francisco over Miami, 4-3. Philadelphia, 2, Colorado, 1. The Mets, 6-3 over Pittsburgh. Washington, 6, the Dodgers, 4. Cubs, 3-2 over Arizona. In the American League, Cleveland, 6, Boston, nothing. Texas, 1-0 over Detroit. Baltimore, 7, Minnesota, 4. The Angels beat Tampa Bay, 7-3. Toronto, 3-1 over the Yankees. Kansas City, 2, the White Sox, nothing. Atlanta was a winner over Houston in interleague play, 6-1. St. Louis, 3-1 over Oakland, and Seattle beat Cincinnati. That final score was 9-3. Caitlin Clark has been selected with the number one pick in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. The former Iowa star became a household name among basketball fans. Now she will try and help revive the Indiana franchise, along with last season's number one pick, Alea Boston. From the NHL, the Islanders 4-1 over New Jersey, Buffalo 4, Tampa Bay 2, Washington 2-0 over Boston, Pittsburgh 4, Nashville 2, Detroit 5-4 over Montreal in overtime, the Rangers 4, Ottawa nothing, Edmonton 9, San Jose 2, Minnesota 3-1 over Los Angeles.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
5:23 the time, 51 degrees here in Richland Center. Well, time to go out to the shed and see if the old John Deere will start here.
It's a Model A. I use it for my plowing and also baling hay. It pulls a two-bottom plow, both 16 inches lay. And you should hear that John Deere pull when I drop it in the clay.
Bum, bum.
I took my John Deere tractor for a hayrack ride. When going down the hill, boy, it sure did fly. The hayrack, it was loaded way up to its fill. And you should have heard that John Deere pull when it came up to the hill. I took my John Deere tractor to a platform dance. I met a pretty maiden and I thought I had a chance. When dancing to the music, I really held her tight. And you should have heard that John Deere purr as we drove it through the night. I never had a moment with my neighbor that was tense, until one day I fell asleep and plowed up half his fence. I looked him in the face, I knew it was time to flee, and you should have heard that John Deere run with my neighbor chasing me.
John Deere Polka there with Elmer Nemec and the Polka Joy Orchestra. Getting that big tractor out of the shed, that's what, back on the farm, it was like, Dad's getting the big tractor out for plowing. Well, of course, the big tractor was a Farmall M, you know, which really isn't all that big, but compared to some of the others, it was a big tractor in its day. I remember my dad telling me somebody, when they first bought it, like in the late 40s, somebody said, what do you need such a big tractor for? You know, to all of 43 or 44 horse or something. Oh, well, times change. Whatever mode of transportation, how about catching a train?
Engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. How much farther back did she get off? I've looked for it everywhere. It just ain't here among the rest. And I'm a little upset. Yes, tell me, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, but it sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. I warned her of the dangers, don't speak to strangers, did by chance she find a romance, warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold her tighter, stirring new fires inside her. How I wish that it was me instead of he that stands beside her. Engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, let's start to make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. No, I don't think she loves me anymore. I don't think she loves me.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do this?
Gail Davies, good morning from WRCO. Windy today with scattered showers by late morning, widespread thunderstorms by later afternoon, some of which could be strong. According to the new forecast from Tony today, a high of 64, east winds 15 to 25, and gusting 35 to 40 later today. Heavy rain this evening, storms early, then spotty showers and breezy and mild with a low of 54. In Richland Center, it is 51 degrees.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
The weeds have a head start this spring. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A weed scientist says the mild winter has given problem weeds a big head start.
Giant ragweed just started emerging last week at our research farm.
Rodrigo Worley with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield he's talked to several farmers and consultants who had sprayers rolling over the weekend.
Very favorable weather. We had warmer night temperatures, which helps with burn down chemical weed control. And then we also have a good chance of rain coming up this week here, which is going to hopefully help activate some of the residual herbicides. So this was a good weekend.
Worley says the winter annual weeds had a big head start, so farmers should be scouting fields. And for no-till acres, it's time to apply burn down chemicals.
What is your chickweeds, or horse weeds, dandelions out there. These weeds, they have taken advantage of the mild winter and they've had a good start. I mean, they're up and going already. As a matter of fact, you know, the chickweeds out there are flowering.
Worley says the last couple of winters have been mild, allowing farmers to spray and plant earlier than usual. As cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in cattle continue to rise, the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration says there are multiple agencies working on the issue. Robert Califf testified before a U.S. House Oversight Committee last week.
There are Zoom conferences multiple times a day now involving FDA, CDC, agriculture, as you said, but also many other areas of government that have a stake in the game of interstate commerce and Department of Justice and issues that are related.
The latest case reported was in South Dakota. Bankers are supporting a tax reform package they say would help farmers. Ed Elfman with the American Bankers Association tells Brownfield they are asking farmers and their associations to support the ACRE Act, or Access to Credit for Our Rural Economy Act.
What ACRE does is it's a tax bill that affects banks, but at the end of the day, it makes us more competitive across the board.
Elfman says their estimates show passing the ACRE Act could reduce farmer interest charges by $1.15 billion nationally and by $47 million in Wisconsin alone. U.S. farmers were generally able to make solid planting progress last week, but there were delays in some areas, and dry weather in the plains is having impact on winter wheat. USDA says 6% of the corn is planted as of Sunday. 3% of the soybeans are in the ground. Here in Wisconsin, midweek wetness kept soils unfit for field work despite the wonderful weekend. Potato planting is 11% done. Oat planting 10% finished. Winter wheat condition is now 65% good. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Can you imagine what it must be like to have nowhere to turn as a young teen? This happens when parents struggle with addiction, may be incarcerated, or unable to care for their child. And it's devastating. HALO is the foundation of a family for children without one, surrounding them with support, meeting their basic needs, and helping them set and reach their goals. With your support, homeless youth are given a chance at a better life. Go to haloworldwide.org today.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade was quiet Monday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists this week are higher across all major feeding areas. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, steers over 700 pounds and heifers under 650 pounds were $3 to $7 slower. The USDA says quality was average and demand was moderate. Medium and large one feeder steers, 658 to 692 pounds, brought $250 to $288. Feeder steers, 852 to 887 pounds, brought $220 to $241. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 611 to 643 pounds, brought $237 to $258. Box beef closed mixed with moderate to light demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 31 cents at $300.88. Select closed $4.20 lower at $291.34. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, even on the weekend down more than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a very light negotiated run. Processors just aren't in a hurry to get business going this week, which has been the trend recently. Demand remains a bright spot for U.S. pork, both on the global market and domestically, as summer grilling season is right around the corner. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which were up again last week. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 89 cents lower with a base range of $84 to $87 and a weighted average of $85.71. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed sharply higher Monday, up $2.40 at $103.60. Bellies jumped more than $19 Monday. Ribs and picnics were higher. Loins, hams, and butts were all lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head. That's up 22,000 on the week and up about 22,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply higher on oversold signals ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders had additional support from the lower move in corn. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade, with cash lower and pork value sharply higher at midday. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were $2 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down on profit taken ahead of the USDA's weekly crop numbers. May beans were down 15 and 3 quarters, 11.58 and a quarter. July was 14 and 3 quarters lower at 11.72. May corn was down 4 at 431 and a half. July was 3 lower at 444 and a quarter. Cattle were up sharply on oversold signals ahead of the week's direct business. June live was 235 higher at 173.82, and August was up 237 at 171.12. May feeders are 380 higher at 238. And adjusting spreads, June hogs were up 37 cents on Monday at 102.45. July lean was down 50 at 103.75. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The impact so far for California's Proposition 12. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Just a little over 3 months after California's Proposition 12 went into effect, the pork industry is looking for potential relief from a new federal farm bill. National Pork Producers Council President Lori Stevermer from Easton, Minnesota.
That's what the Supreme Court said. It's an issue, and it said that Congress needs to fix it, so we're looking to Congress to fix it.
Stevermer says consumer prices for pork went up 20% in California since Prop 12 started, and fresh pork consumption there has dropped 10%. NPPC Vice President Rob Brenneman is from Washington, Iowa.
Every time we have to make a change on the farm that accommodates a certain program, it's expensive. And that expense passes right on through to the consumer. Secretary Vilsack said it best that it just keeps creating chaos, and Prop 12 has created chaos in our industry, and we need some peace.
Prop 12 was pushed by animal rights organizations and was approved by California voters. It places production facilities obligations on egg and pork producers that operate in California or that ship eggs and pork to the state. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
A dairy leader says asking USDA for an emergency order to restore the higher of milk formula is an unnecessary distraction. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Dairy producer groups all want USDA to change the Class 1 milk pricing formula back to the higher of Class 3 and Class 4, but one of the producer groups says an emergency order is not a good idea.
Not because we didn't think it was important, but because we thought it was going to be a distraction for USDA.
Peter Vitaliano with National Milk Producers Federation tells Brownfield, USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service is already reviewing testimony and briefs from the Federal Milk Marketing Order hearing, and an emergency higher of pricing order wouldn't save much time.
The Farm Bill has not been officially unveiled by the House Ag Committee, is working much more quickly than the Senate. We're very confident that will be in there.
Vitaliano says another big issue brought up in the hearing was the make allowance. Vitaliano says producers want mandatory cost of production reporting to justify increases, and he believes Congress will give USDA that authority in the next Farm Bill. Milk futures were higher in the cash dairy market mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April Class 3 milk up 4 cents at 1545, May up 45 to 1684, June up 45 cents at 1722, July up 38 to 1779. August through November contracts range from 6 cents higher in October and November to 25 cents higher in August. Dry weight was unchanged at 36 cents with 9 sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 3 and a quarter cents to 156 and 3 quarters, 2 sales there. Barrels unchanged at 157 and a quarter with 1 sale. Butter was unchanged at 292 with no sales. Non-fat dry milk down 3 quarters of a cent to 113 and a half with 1 sale. I'm Larry Lee. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News. This is your fungicide performance report brought to you by BASF, Today, I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Today's forecast calls for windy conditions with scattered showers by late morning. Widespread thunderstorms by later this afternoon, some of which could be strong. A high of 64, east to southeast winds at 15 to 25, with gusts potentially between 35 and 40. Heavy rain and thunderstorms early tonight, then spotty showers, breezy and mild, a low of 54. Wednesday cloudy and occasional showers, maybe some thunder, a high of 62. Currently in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 62 and a low of 50, we have winds around 5 miles per hour, and it is 51 degrees. Continuing our trek toward 6 o'clock here with WRCO's Light in the Milk House show, maybe we'll stop off at the All Night Cafe, have a little cup of coffee. This is Warner Mac.
Sitting in an all-night cafe in a booth back in the corner, making paper watch from napkins, throwing toothpicks on the floor. Not a problem I can't solve. I'm gonna sit here till I figure out the reason why my baby doesn't love me anymore. It can't be another woman, cause I've never looked at anyone as long as I've been. That's a long, long time. I drink so many cups of coffee, bet you that I'll get an ulcer sitting in this all-night cafe with my baby on my mind. Overheard the waitress say, wonder why he don't go home. I bet my baby's out with someone, laughing, dancing, and romancing. And I'll bet she never thinks of me, sitting here alone. It can't be another woman, cause I've never looked at anyone as long as I've been knowing her. And that's a long, long time. In this all-night cafe with my baby on my mind. I'm sitting in this all-night cafe with my baby on my mind.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
The lights in the harbor don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship adrift on the sea. This sea of heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine, how I wish were mine again, my dear. I'm on this sea of tears, sea of heartbreak. Oh, how did I lose you? babe. Why did you leave me? Always the same. This sea of heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. How I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on this sea of tears, sea of heartbreak. Oh, what I'd give just to sail back to shore, back to your arms once more. Come to my rescue, oh, come here to me. Take me and keep me away from the sea. Sea of heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. How I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on this sea of tears, sea of heartbreak, sea of heartbreak, sea of heartbreak. Heartbreak.
Johnny Cash on WRCO Radio on this Tuesday morning. We've got Tony out of bed. He'll check the weather for us in just a little bit. Bottom line is you may want to take an umbrella along, a sturdy umbrella.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Calves were steady and slaughter cows stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold $3.40 to $5, beef calves up to $8, and poor quality calves $2 to $3 by the pound. Slaughter cows range from 99 to 135, three cows in the upper 80s. Fleshy heifers range from 132.50 to 150, bulls 124 to 145. Again, we had an active market at last week's feeder sale. The 3 to 350-pound beef calves sold from 290 to 335, 5 to 600-pound beef steers 255 to 290, with the heifers 250 to 267.50. Heavier beef steers sold from 240 to 272.5, and heifers 225 to 267.5. We had 525 to 575 pound Holstein steers, and they sold an average of 241.50. Bulls, singles, odd cattle are lower. All classes of cattle are bringing a lot of dollars at this year's market prices. Contact Darren Colton or Jim for one of us to come out to your farm, give you an idea what your packages of cattle can bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola will do their best to get you the top dollar for your livestock.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater with great snacks and family-friendly $3 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. Krogan's Do It Best store in Rented Center is your one stop for paint, tools, mowers, blowers, gifts, appliances, HD big screen TVs, and two floors of furniture values.
And the Leah Granzo Insurance Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we have quite an active weather day on the way here today into tonight as a powerful low-pressure system currently toward Nebraska slides northeast, and that'll bring waves of high winds, heavy rain, thunderstorms to the region. We were actually under a slight risk of severe weather here in southwest Wisconsin later today. There's a level 3 enhanced risk across much of the state of Iowa into northern Missouri, into western Illinois as well. They do expect some dangerous tornadoes, for example, this afternoon in parts of Iowa. Around here, we could get some high winds and hail, possibly an isolated tornado, especially in the far southern part of the region, late this afternoon. And rain totals through tonight could be on the order of an inch to an inch and a half, so quite a soaking as these thunderstorms roll through. Behind the system, a few leftover showers throughout the day tomorrow, and then some cooler weather building in as we head toward the weekend, but mainly drying out as well. So today, windy with scattered showers by late morning, a more widespread thunderstorm event by late afternoon. Some could be heavy, high reaching 64, east-southeast wind 15 to 25, gusting up to 35 to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, heavy rain and thunderstorms early, then spotty showers, breezy and mild with a low of 54. Tomorrow, cloudy with occasional showers, maybe some thunder. High temperature 62 with a west wind of 12 to 25. Thursday should be mostly cloudy, 50% chance of light showers, low at 42 with a high of 56. The outlook for Friday, mixed skies and cooler, low in the mid-30s, high in the low 50s. Saturday, frost possible, partly cloudy and chilly, low 30, high 49. Sunday, frost possible, otherwise mostly sunny and pleasant, highs in the upper 50s. Monday, breezy with showers possible, especially by midday, high of 62. You have yourself a good day. Please stay tuned for updates. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 50 degrees and cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 75 here at the studios. The record high for April 16th goes back to the year of 1977. It was 87, with a record low way back to 1875 when it was 12 degrees across the region. Last year's high was 50, the low 31. Sunset will happen at 7:45 tonight. Sunrise time 6:17 this morning. Right now, the winds have picked up a little bit, slightly, and from the northeast, around 4 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.98 on the decline, and with cloudy skies, we're at our overnight low. It is 50.